In Siman Resh Chaf Hey, the Mishnah Berurah tells us mitzvah al adam laso su'udah b'yoyim shenasa b'no bar mitzvah, that one should be meticulous that the su'udah for the bar mitzvah should be specifically on the day that the child turns 13. Kiyom shenichnas l'chuppah. It says that the simcha should be compared to the time which a person enters into a chuppah, marriage. V'hainu b'yom shenichnas l'shnas yudalad. It's when he enters into his 14th year, which, as we discussed, is the significance of a birthday in general. A person's birthday, say a bar mitzvah, is 13 years and one day, which means he's starting the first day of his 14th year. And that's how it, of course, is when it comes to any birthday. The celebration is that one is beginning a new year. V'tam ha-se'uda mishum de'achsham nas ish Yisrael sh'nitzava b'mitzvah satorah. And the purpose, the true purpose of this meal is not to have some type of theme attached to it, and some DJ or whatever it may be, but it's the purpose is in order to be able to truly celebrate that this child is now of age to be obligated in fulfilling the mitzvos of the Torah. So what is one of the primary sources of the inyan of having the seuda for a bar mitzvah? It's brought down in the Zohar HaKadosh. It says in numerous places, discusses the greatness of Yom Zeh Shenichnas Adam L'ol Mitzvos, the time in which one embraces the Torah and the mitzvos. V'chein Asar Shimbar Yochai V'eis Hayyia B'no Rebbe Lozer V'yom Zeh. We know the unique relationship between the father and the son, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Elazar, in which even now if one would go to Haron in Israel, the two grave sites are pretty much side by side. We know certainly through the stories connected to Lag BaOmer how they were both in a cave. They're a very, very close relationship. And so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the person who was very cautious in celebrating this very special day. U'kaloshon Zohar HaKadosh, being explained into Lashon HaKodesh, this is what the Zohar says. B'yom shenaser Rav Elazar bar mitzvah, on the day that Rav Elazar became 13, his Rav Shimon Yochai oviv es chachme ha-mishna l'su'ud gedola. Rav Shimon Yochai spared no expense, and he invited all the greatest scholars to this Seuda Gedola, she'asalahem, and he made this large celebration. The Kisa is kol beso bekel mikar, and he took all of the most precious of vessels, and he spread them out throughout his home so as to beautify it for this very special day. And it says in the Zohar, v'hayah samech ma'od, that he was extremely happy, he was ecstatic on this day. So Amru lo, so the question was posed to him, Mahu simchoso shol Rebbe b'yom zeh yosem mishar hayomim? Why are you so happy today as opposed to any other day? What sets this day apart that we see that you're samech ma'od? Typically, it's a mitzvah to, you should always be happy. But samech ma'od, why are you so especially happy on this particular day? So on this, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Amru lahem b'shvil sheyom zeh yoredes nesham mikdoy shel Yona Rav Elazar b'ni. That this day is not just the day that he turns another year, but this child has come down, exactly what this means, a neshama kedosha, a holy soul, which from above is now placed upon Rabbi Elazar, my son. So this level of kedusha, my child has been elevated to a much greater level of sanctity because now he has the capacity to do the mitzvahs. And v'sudazu, teheisim chasi shleim. Now my celebrating this very special day of my child and his spiritual growth, therefore that's what is the cause of such joy. Yoshev Sham Gimel Yomin, says in the Zohar, that Shimon Bar Yochai sat for 3 days, v'giyu b'torah, and he was able to channel this emotion of joy in a proper way, and he did it by being engaged in deep Torah study. And because of this emotion, a person is in a better uplifted mood, then he had the ability to think clearly, to the point that all of the matters which are hidden, hidden matters in the Torah, were all revealed to him on this particular day. Of course, the idea of what the Zohar is teaching us is that even though certainly it's important to have a celebration of a bar mitzvah, clearly it's something in which is celebrating the spiritual aspect and significance of it. Unfortunately, very often when we see a lot of these celebrations, there's more bar than mitzvah. Continuing the Piskei Tshuvos, the Zohar Kodesh says, Yesh l'chatchila v'shtadil she'su'udu zu b'yom v'adosol shlosh asar. That clearly, because this is what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai did, that he waited not another day, not earlier, not later, l'muktam l'mukhar, he had this celebration specifically on the day that he turned 13. It's pretty clear that that is the best way that it should be done, regardless. And in fact, he brings down on the bottom that even, let's say, for whatever reason, a person is not able to have this very large celebration, at the very least, one should make the effort to have even a small seuda with even a minyan mesumsum, just 10 people, with people who are close, as well as talmidei chachamim, and therefore this is considered to be a seudas mitzvah if it is bo bayom, if it's on that particular day. And on the sidebar, he brings down, he says, what happens if a child was born Bein Hashmashim, during the twilight time where it has the elements of day and night? So when should it be celebrated? When should the other mitzvos be performed? So he says, Kivan shel chumra yesh l'hashivo shenasa gadol b'yom hakodem, because we're not sure that perhaps, since he was born Bein Hashmashos, perhaps that means it was potentially day, and therefore he should start fulfilling mitzvos on the day prior, the day before, the Heinel Inyan Hanachas Tefillin Bekiim Kol HaMitzvos. So, because he was born during this time, in doubt, certainly he should fulfill all the mitzvos. Of course, he should fulfill anyway because of Chinuch, but also the wearing of Tefillin, assuming, of course, that person did not have the custom to wear them before. L'chein yish l'smoch gam kein biyom zeh. One should celebrate on that day as well. So I guess if you're born Bein Hashmashos, because that's suffix, you can have a two-day party. Im kil inyan seruf l'minyan l'zimun yish l'hamtin ad hayom shel macharos. When it comes to things in which you would participate to show that you actually are 100% of age, that you would have to wait until the next day, such as participating, being a leader of the tzibor, as also participating as part of a minyan. But again, zimun. Now it's again brought down specifically that it should be done on this particular day. However, the Magen Avraham, as well as the Mishnah Berurah, states in the name of the Marshal, he says, "Sheim hanar o kol tamu chacham acher dairish." If on the day of this party, this seuda, in which is not necessarily the day he turns 13, it's a week later, it's the next Sunday. So even though you would typically say, based on what we've learned, there's no seudas mitzvah, he says, "Ahari zu seudas mitzvah fil einu b'oso yom." If it's not on that day, but one is able to enhance and elevate that day with divrei Torah, either by some Talmud Chacham that attends this celebration, or the bar mitzvah boy itself, that's a way to elevate it to the status of seudas mitzvah. In conclusion, he asks the question that when it comes to this seudas mitzvah, the seudas mitzvah, do we apply the principle of ein marvim simcha b'simcha? We know that when there is one joyous occasion, for example, it's Purim, there are certain things that we cannot do. We're not supposed to, for example, have a chasta on that day. And you think, why not? The problem is, by having two joyous things on the same time, you end up diminishing, taking away from one of the joyous occasions. And therefore, the question is, when it comes to a bar mitzvah, is there a problem in Marvin Simcha B'Simcha that one must be cautious not to have the seuda on a particular day? And therefore, the question would also be, if in fact we're cautious, as some people are, to have the seuda dafka on the time he's 13, when he's 13 on a Shabbos, which is a 1 out of 7 chance. He says, "Ve'ein shum niya l'shalev as seudas bar mitzvah im shar smachot." You do not have to be concerned. Kigon simchas chasen v'kala o hachnasa sefer Torah. If, let's say, you have hachnasa sefer Torah that day, or there's a wedding, Could you on that same day also have a Seudas Bar Mitzvah? Mutl Arach Seuda Zu. It's not a problem, you can do this. Not only that, also the Seuda can be B'Shabbosos, V'Yomim Tovim, Purim, V'Chol Shomoed. A Seuda is allowed to be performed for this Bar Mitzvah boy. V'Ein Bekach Mishum, in Marvim Simchum V'Simcha, who did not apply this principle, and therefore it's allowed to be done during those times.